Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
Yeah, we start the Splash. The Cardinals getting back on the practice field yesterday for the Minnesota Vikings. They will host the Vikes Sunday at State Farm Stadium in the 2021 home opener. Big news from yesterday's session. Chandler Jones, who won the NFC Defensive Player of the Week award yesterday, spoke to the media for the first time in a while. And as could be expected, he was asked about his contract status. Jones confirmed that he did indeed ask for a trade this offseason, that he's not thinking about his contract situation, that he's just concentrating on playing football, and that he plays better when he doesn't think about his contract situation.
Yeah, this is I find this to be fascinating because you like hearing him talk that way, but every gesture he makes on a football field is related to making money. Making it rain, patting Steve Keim's pockets. So clearly it is an issue.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly it's on his mind.
It's a driving force, as well it should be.
Yeah.
I mean, he's set for this year. He's making over $15 million, but, you know, it's all about the future. It's all about that future feeling of security.
Yeah, listen, whatever he's doing, just keep doing it.
Yeah.
Goodbye, me.
Get another 5 sacks on Sunday, and let's talk again.
And I also think it's very interesting when I talk about the vibe of this football team, for Chandler Jones just to come out and say, yeah, I requested a trade, and just own it the way he owned it. You don't hear that a lot.
Well, I mean, in getting to know him a little bit over the years, I think both of our takeaways is Chandler Jones is not like other athletes.
No.
And I don't mean that in a bad way. He's very much an individual and unique.
Oh, I love the guy's personality. We did an interview with him. He came and he sat down and he had a backpack. You know how some people carry a backpack and they sling it over one shoulder, right? He had it over both shoulders, like an eager school guy. And he sat in the edge of his chair with this backpack.
He never took it off. And that tells you something about Chandler Jones.
What was in the backpack?
Maybe that's why he didn't take it off. On the injury front with the Cardinals, right tackle Calvin Beecham did not practice. He's still affected by a ribs injury. Cliff Kingsbury said he didn't know if Beecham will be able to play on Sunday. Linebacker Devon Kennard, safety Charles Washington, also missed practice with injuries. DeAndre Hopkins, Rodney Hudson, A.J. Green got days off. Football season's here. Wednesday practice. Not fully participated in.
I think the NFL has found its stride already. And by that I mean there's like a churn of news every day, little stories here and there, you know, players starting to pop off a little bit.
Week 2 gets underway tonight. New York Giants visiting the Washington football team in a game that kicks off at 5:20 Arizona time. Washington going with Taylor Heinicke as their starting quarterback, with Ryan Fitzpatrick on IR with a hip injury. I'm not a huge fan of Thursday night football. The only part I like about it, really, is that it starts the NFL week. It gives you something to, like a little nosh before the main course
on
Sunday.
Yeah, no, I've grown to actually appreciate it a little bit. I know it's terrible for the players and all that. This is an interesting game. It almost feels like there's a desperation attached to Daniel Jones and the Giants in this game.
Yeah, every time you see Daniel Jones appear on a television screen, it's followed up with a graphic on how many turnovers he's had since he's been in the league, which is by far the most of any player.
And the other thing, too, is who is Saquon Barkley as a football player? He was drafted really high.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Coming off an injury.
Yeah.
He had 27 total yards in week one, and he might not play tonight. It was a rough injury he came back from.
I know, but his career has been he's had a few good games here and there, but he's had a lot of, he hasn't been what I thought he was going to be.
Are you saying that it's probably not wise to overvalue running backs
in
today's NFL?
That's what I'm saying. Ezekiel Elliott looked really average in week one.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Dallas Cowboys got bad news yesterday. Defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence suffered a broken foot in practice. The two-time Pro Bowler had 5 tackles and a forced fumble in the Cowboys' season-opening loss to Tampa Bay. NFL Network saying it's about 6 to 8 weeks and Lawrence could return by November. D-backs get swept again in L.A. This time the final was 5-3. Merrill Kelly returning from the COVID-19 reserve list. He pitched for the first time since August 11th. He gave up 4 runs on 10 hits in 4 2/3 innings. He took the loss. Gavin Lux had 2 hits and 2 RBIs for the Dodgers, who are now 14-2 against the Diamondbacks. And in the 10 games played at Dodger Stadium between the two teams this year, 9-1, it was loss number 99 of the season for the Arizona Diamondbacks.
How low will they go?
Off day today, they'll start a 3-game weekend series in Houston against the AL West leading Astros tomorrow night. The Arizona Coyotes were selected to play in a preseason game against the Dallas Stars in the Kraft Hockeyville series. This one will take place in El Paso, Texas, coming up on October 3rd. El Paso will host the game as a reward for being the winner of the Kraft Hockeyville Grand Prize last year. They got the most online votes for being the most spirited hockey community in the U.S.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, I've been saying it for years.
You didn't even need to say it. You said Hockeyville. I thought, El Paso. Yeah.
I mean, that's what they...
You don't even need to say this city. Right. Yeah, of course.
Coyotes also have a new assistant general manager. They've hired John Ferguson, who will serve as the GM of the AHL Tucson Roadrunners. He comes from Boston, where he spent the last 7 seasons in the front office, as well as being the GM of the Providence Bruins of the AHL. He is also as experienced as the GM of the Toronto Maple Leafs back in the 2000s.
Well, and I would say this is good. This is another real hockey guy hired by the organization. Mm-hmm. So for all the weirdness, they've got a couple of really good hockey guys now at the top.
Sure.